This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How much of the I don't want 18 games questioning that you have?
Yeah.
How much of that is I don't want to watch the Browns average season for 18 games a season?
I think that did wear into my thought process. I'm not sure where it's like if they have a 3-win season, we just got, because that's the thing is I love like Sundays in the NFL are my favorite. I get a favorite day 17 times a year right now. Like I'm talking like full slate, top to bottom. You start during the morning, getting into everything with the pregame show, kickoff at 1, and then you're watching up until Sunday Night Football ends at 11:15 at night. Like it's my favorite thing. I get it 17 times a year. So being like, hey, get me to 18 doesn't sound like a problem. But I do want to be the person that gets ahead of it being like, hey, wait a second. I think it was better at 16 games than it was at 17, so I'm not sure.
Oh, see, I think having a game a night is a much bigger issue for potential fatigue. Like, I'm just recovered from the weekend by the time we get Thursday Night Football. So the idea that we could have a Wednesday night NFL game or a Friday night or a hate it. No. I'm willing.
Oh, I think if you gave it to me every day of the week, I would take it.
No. See,
logistically, it'd be a nightmare, but I would take it.
So to me, it's just one of the things that gets overwhelming as a baseball fan is it's like when you're in a bad stretch and it's 7. I mean, that 10 game losing streak, it was as if I was going to the dentist.
Yeah, you're right. In those moments, it stinks. There's no questioning it. It does stink. But one thing I think I love about baseball is the idea that it's there for me every night.
Oh, see, no.
For 5 months, I got something on. I have programming for 5 months every single night. It can be doing anything in the world that is happening. It doesn't matter. I'm getting a game, and I love that.
I love the scare. But here's the thing. I'm with you on the ritual. Like, to me, I hate Thursday Night Football. One, it interrupts our show when they're on it, and we have to do a different show. And so, but professionally, I don't mind doing pregame shows. I just don't like doing it during the day when we're doing this because it's just a different show than we get to do.
Yeah, for sure. So,
but the other part is it just like, okay, I now have to stay up till midnight or 1. And it's like, and also I love like, you know, if I could have the Browns play at 1 p.m. every Sunday, I would be the happiest man in the world.
You're going to be pretty happy this year.
If they were also an 11-win team every year.
Okay, there we go. Because I'd be pretty happy this year. Have a lot of 1 o'clock games this year.
I'm up at 8. Breakfast is going. You're tailgating already. Maybe you take a quick church run there. Get a little bit of God up in your life. And then by the time I'm home, I sit down. It's the last 15 minutes of whatever pregame show is on, either the radio or certainly on TV. And then I'm right into football. And then, like, the Browns being my intro to football that week, meaning NFL football, yeah, that weekend, that's how I like it, too. When I have to watch, like, when it's like the Saints, okay, that's a bad example. It's the Dolphins, or it's the Jets versus the Saints at 1, and then I got to wait for 4.
But I think this is a cousin to the conversation we're having, and with good reason, right? Like, the idea, one thing that scares me is when people in December start to think, oh, I can go out Christmas shopping with my wife because I watched way too many Saturday, Sunday games back to back. And now I'm going to spend this Saturday. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to hang out and I'm going to be a good husband. I'm going to do that. And then the fan realizes, oh, life moved on and I didn't miss anything. I think that's a real problem. Like, one thing the NFL had when it was 16 games is that you had to watch every game and you felt like you were missing something if you didn't. As we expanded to more and more days and more weeks, I do get worried about the person that says, well, I missed a Monday game and then we had Saturday back-to-back games. I went Christmas shopping here. I went to a friend's house here. And before you know it, you're missing a lot of games.
But this is why local fandom is ultimately the gateway drug that will never let you down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right? The NFL itself will let you down on with crappy Thursday night games, or we overbooked the schedule, whatever. But because you have the local tie, and you're in Cleveland, or you're in Carolina, or you're in Dallas, that drug never wears off. No matter whether there was, I know, because they've not been great. In fairness, the 17 game season, this is as good as they've been since I was a child. But like, that drug's never worn off.
I mean, it's not you or me. We watch every game, but there are, and it's probably not a lot of our listeners, because if you're listening to sports talk radio, you're a much better fan than most. But I mean, how many people in your life have you been like, oh yeah, I'm gonna mow the lawn on Sundays instead of watching that game? Like, they do that in bad seasons. A lot of Browns fans have checked out in week 10 or 11.
Yeah, that's because of bad football, not because of a 17. Like, that's gonna happen in week 10 if they're 1-9 this season, anyways. No matter if whether it's a 16, 17, or 18 game season.
Oh, I thought you were making the case for bad football, good football, didn't matter. Oh, you had the local tie.
No. The case I was actually making was the opposite, which is if they're good, you will not notice. If anything, you'll be like, thank God for an extra week because the Browns are good this year and I get to see an extra game.
Sure. Yeah, from your own team, if they're good, you can have as many games as you want. Like, I'm sure there's Mahomes teams. From a fan perspective, I'm sure they wish Mahomes played 30 games in a season, but that's just, it's few and far between.
But I will, because I thought about this when I was coming back from downstairs. I was like, if this was an 18 game season and they were destined to go 3-15 as opposed to 3-14 in a 7 game, I think that's every time, that's prolonged losing, right? If you were the Chiefs and then you had one 3-14 season or 3-15 season, I don't think you'd notice the season length the way you do when your team's just habitually not good enough, like the Browns have been most of my adult life.
I don't know, but I think it does change like some of the strategy, and I think it changes some of the conversations that we have in general, and I think that's the part that I'm trying to protect here. I'm trying to protect the idea that every game matters. I'm trying to protect the idea that different parts of the season, we didn't used to have conversations like the guys in the morning did today, where they're discussing how some teams just suck in the beginning of the year and take it a little bit easier and are slower to kind of kick themselves and get themselves in gear. We didn't have those before.
We've had slow starters.
We've had slow starters, but not like it's been in the 17 game schedule. Again, I bring up Mahomes I constantly bring him up in this discussion with reason, where it just seems like the urgency isn't there. Like, you can lose.
Wasn't that there with the Buccaneers, who were the last team to play, the last champion of a 16 game season? That was a team that was like, yeah, we're trying to win, but we're trying to win a Super Bowl.
Well, so that was. that was a part of it when it came to like Gronk, for instance. But I think a lot of people got onto that idea. Like Gronk didn't show up till week 11. And he was like, I'm not going to show up because I'm only showing up for the postseason. But that's because Brady will do the heavy lifting in the meanwhile. Like Brady, it's not like Brady took any weeks off in that stretch.
I think I just don't think your greater concern, I think, is fair. And I think it is something that the NFL thinks more about than they'll ever admit publicly of. Are we doing too much? Are we going to start hurting our own popularity? That's why I think so much of this growth has been slow growth over decades at a time. At the same point, I just don't think we're anywhere close to it. Because
I hope you're right.
Because fandom starts at your local level. And then again, that's the gateway drug to, well, I guess I can watch the 18th game on Thursday night.
Listen, I hope you're right.
That's likely to be a stinker.
Pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered, though, I think is living in the back of my brain here. You know, like I desperately.
Said it right looking at me, too.
that's not what that was.
The audacity.
But I desperately hope you're right. I hope that we go to 18, and I just think this is awesome. You added another great week into my sports schedule, and everything, and it feels as competitive as it always has, and it feels like there's urgency, and it feels like the back end of the schedule, there's not a million injuries and everything in between. But we got time to figure it out whether that's true.
John Fanta, Cleveland's own college basketball on Fox, will pick his brain about how excited he is or not about the Cleveland Browns, his expectations this year, all in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.